It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillikin. President Trump delivers his first State of the Union address next week in the lead up to that American political ritual. All this week, we've been looking at the first year of the Trump presidency and its impact on the nation. Yesterday, we talked about the environment, and today we go to one of the main planks of the Trump campaign, national security. Juliette Kayyem is the former assistant secretary at the Department of Homeland Security. She's now faculty chair of Homeland Security at Harvard Kennedy School. Juliette, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Juliette, the president ran on a platform of security and law and order. Where has the biggest impact of the Trump presidency been in the world of national security, in your view?
In the world of sort of national security, or in fact, protecting the homeland, I'd put it into sort of two major themes under the first year. The first is, who is he against? And so then clearly you look to sort of some of the immigration enforcement issues, the Muslim ban, and other aspects of the sort of policies that are essentially just sort of hardcore on immigration enforcement. The other piece is, who is he for? And I think it's very important to note that over the course of the year, through regulations and some of the DOJ guidelines, some of the checks that had been put on law enforcement in the wake of, you know, their use of military equipment or some of the racial incidents that had happened, that some of those checks have actually sort of quietly gone away. And so you see sort of a push towards supporting law enforcement and isolating immigrants. And it's sort of coming to a play, I have to say, in urban areas. I mean, this is where you're seeing the big conflict. And so how it plays out over time, or whether there's some catalyst moment, we just don't know yet.
How have these policies affected the ability to keep the homeland safe?
Well, they have little impact if you just looked at the data. So America's challenge today, at least in the terrorism issue, right, is clearly either homegrown terrorism not related to Islamic radicalization, or is Islamic radicalization of people who are already here. So this idea of we're going to keep them out may sound politically appealing, but if you just look at the data, that's not what's occurring in the United States. But the other problem is if you're expending resources on the dreamers or the nice doctor or all these cases that we read every single day, you are not expending resources on the people who do terrorize our communities, right? They're looking at various risks to the country, whether they're pandemics or climate change. Trump has done another pivot, and that is to view the Department of Homeland Security as solely a border agency. And meanwhile, you know, our cyber vulnerabilities are clearly not being addressed. Climate change is not only not being addressed, it's not even being recognized. All these other things that harm Americans, harm our homeland, are just not even being addressed by the department that's supposed to focus on our homeland security.
Well, for the career people who work in homeland security and work in national security, do you have a sense that they feel like they're still able to execute their mission? Or that what you're describing as an ideologically driven national security strategy is interrupting that for them?
So it's a great question, and it's changed over this last year. When President Trump won, I think there was a sense that that was a campaign, but that governance would be different. And people that I talked to who were going to stick it out, and they've all left. And those who stay head down. I mean, in other words, people at FEMA that I know, Federal Emergency Management Agency, dealing with all these hurricanes in Puerto Rico, they are doing what they can do, and probably grateful that they are ignored. And I think the area where it's very difficult to be on the fence and to wait it out is areas where who Trump is against, immigrants, and who he is for sort of come into conflict. And I think that's where you're going to see the long-term impact.
Juliette Kayyem, former assistant secretary at the Department of Homeland Security and faculty chair of Homeland Security at the Harvard Kennedy School. Juliette, what a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
The Takeaway is supported by Constant Contact, with email marketing tools that include drag and drop editing and customizable templates. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.